And back here on Afternoons with Aaron here on Kate Radio. We haven't caught up with a co-head coach, Jim Haney, with Albert Lea Boys and Girls Cross Country for a few weeks. And Jim was nice enough to join us today before they run in Mankato. Going to be a beautiful day for a cross country meet. Jim Haney with us. And Jimmy, good afternoon. And thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Now, before we talk about the run in Mankato today, we want to rewind just a little bit. And let's go back to last week, the meet that was held at Bancroft Bay Park here in Albert Lea. Now, it was postponed today because Tuesday, September 20th, it was so hot that eventually you guys decided to move it to Wednesday. What time on Tuesday did you officially call the meet for the day?
Well, Athletic Director Paul Durban called the meet about 1:45, 2 o'clock. And so it was best for everybody. It was just too hot to run for safety purposes. So I think that was a wise decision. And the next day it was 30 degrees cooler. So that was much better to run.
Absolutely. Now, talk about the second meet of the year being at Bancroft Bay Park. I think there was four teams that competed. Give me a rundown again on how the boys and the girls did.
Yeah. Two teams had to drop out because it was on Wednesday, John Marshall and United South Central, so we hope that they'll come back next year. But the four teams that were there were us, obviously, Red Wing, Waseca, and Rota Mazepa, Canyon Wanamingo. And the boys were victorious, and the girls, we only ran three girls again, but we're getting closer to having a full team. So we're feeling pretty good about ourselves and running with lots of confidence.
Now, when it comes to your top runners, I saw Gavin Henke again. He was first. Did he win the meet?
Gavin won the meet by about 30 seconds or so, yes.
Okay, so a good margin of victory for Gavin Henke. I think I saw Ty Stout. Now, he's your youngest runner. He was maybe a top two or top three for your team?
Right. He took, I believe, third place. He's a marvelous young man. He's a ninth grader. We've asked a lot of him, and he will be a very strong runner for us in the future, as he is right now. So really proud of how he's come on this year, kind of a difference maker for the team as we compete with Winona and other teams in the section.
Now, I'm going to go back a little bit because I believe we haven't talked since that meet in Rochester back on Thursday, September 15th. And I remember, now, Winona, are they the team that won the section last year?
They did. Winona beat us by about 10 points.
Okay, and did you get to see them in that Rochester meet?
We did, and they were right ahead of us. They were sixth, and we were seventh, and they beat us by about 40 points or so, but we were without one of our top three or four runners dealing with an injury.
Oh, okay, and that makes a big difference, huge difference.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So we're still feeling pretty good about ourselves.
Jim Haney, co-head coach, Albert Lea Boys and Girls Cross Country Team with us here on Kate Radio. Last year they got to state the ultimate goal for the boys team is to win the section this year, and it sure seems like Winona and Albert Lea probably going to be the two teams battling for the section title. Well, as we speak, you're on the bus right now. You're going over to Mankato. Benson Park is where the cross-country meet is taking place today. Tell me about Benson Park. I'm not familiar with that park at all.
You know, you probably know more about it than I do. We have never run there before, so we left a little bit earlier so we could get a good look at the park. We know we're running around a pond, so that'll be fun. And the other fun thing about it is we're going to run against probably different teams. Chaska, Chanhassen, East and West, we see them occasionally. St. Peter, we don't usually see. So kind of fun to see some different teams and have a little fun at a different location.
Now, Jim, you mentioned there was an injury in the meet back on September 15th. Health-wise, how are the runners doing? Because the key to any sport at any level is staying healthy. How's everybody doing?
Well, we're doing okay. We've just gone through a stretch of time. We've had a lot of cross-country meets in a short period of time. The kids are pretty sore. We've started to increase the speed part of the season. So they're a little banged up, but everybody will be running at full strength today, and we're pretty happy about that.
Now, I see there's about a 9-day gap after today's meet, and then the next one is not until October 6th at Owatonna's Brook Tree Golf Course. You talk about maybe needing some rest, and I'm sure your team's going to take advantage of a 9-day break before or between meets.
Yeah, we absolutely are. So we're going to give the we're going to run early on Friday morning, 7 a.m. Get the practice in so they have the rest of Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and then we'll go back at it at Monday. So we're giving them the long weekend off just to rest their bones a little bit, and then it's kind of their last respite before the biggest meets of the season. So they're ready for a break, and so they'll use it wisely.
And we'll talk about that meet against Owatonna coming up next week with Jim Haney, the co-head coach of the Umbert Lee Boys and Girls Cross Country team. And Jim, I think runners love that it's fall season. For those that don't like this weather, this is like the ideal conditions today to have a meet.
Oh, it is. It's, I think, about 60, 65 degrees, a little bit of wind. Heat always scares me, and that's why, you know, we didn't run last week on Tuesday because it was so hot. So it's beautiful to see the leaves turn and the cold, brisk winds. And it's perfect running weather.
Jim Haney, weekly guest talking boys and girls cross country again. They're at Benson Park today over in Mankato, and then a week from Thursday, they're going to be up at Owatonna at Brooktree Golf Course. And we'll catch up with Jim again next week. Jim, I appreciate the time. I know it's a busy day as you head to the meet. Thank you for the time, and good luck today. We'll talk next week.
I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.